Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Adam White, who is Director of Business Development for Coinbase. Hi, Adam. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Karen. Thank you for having me on.
So, Coinbase and Bitcoin are two peas in a pod. Tell us what Coinbase does and its relationship to the Bitcoin ecosystem.
Sure. So, I look at Coinbase a lot like that layer of technology on top of the protocol that makes it easy for everyday users to access. So one analogy might be looking at Coinbase as kind of the Gmail as it is to email. We believe Coinbase provides that easy on-ramp and off-ramp for everyday users to access Bitcoin and be able to buy Bitcoin, sell Bitcoin, as well as merchants to be able to use our payment tools to accept Bitcoin.
So how long has Coinbase been doing this?
Sure. So Coinbase was founded in June of 2012. We're out here in San Francisco, California, in the Bay Area, and I've been with the company just about 6 months now.
So June 2012, it feels like we've just started talking a lot about Bitcoin, but obviously there was a lot going on before it was officially launched in June 2012. What about Bitcoin really intrigued the founders and created the company? What did you guys see before the rest of us did?
Sure. I think what really excited both Brian and Fred, the co-founders of Coinbase, is that Bitcoin with a capital B, the protocol, was the first time that we've seen an ability to both prove and transfer ownership without a trusted third party. In essence, this enabled a whole lot of applications. The first and foremost, which has been, in essence, a digital currency or a digital payment network. And the reason why that's been enabled is because this proof of ownership ability without having a third party prevents this issue of double spending, which has been a longstanding issue for digital payments that's prevented someone from creating a similar structure, because how do I know that if I pay you a digital token, I didn't pay to someone else for the third time? And Bitcoin was the first time that we've seen an open source protocol designed to solve this problem.
So when you say users, I know you mean consumers and also merchants. Give us a sense of consumers and merchants that are adopting the Coinbase platform. Who are they? How many are there? And how has that changed since you guys have been in the market?
Sure. So I'll answer the who question first. What's great about Bitcoin is we see merchants of all shapes and sizes that adopt Bitcoin as a payment option. We see it from the very smallest businesses. So you can imagine a small mom-and-pop coffee shop that pays relatively high credit card fees. But we've seen it all the way up to the likes of enterprise-level merchants like Overstock.com, which processes over $1 billion a year in sales. We believe the benefits of accepting Bitcoin as a payment solution are universal, irregardless of the size of the organization. It's a way to reduce credit card fees, eliminate fraud and chargebacks, really create the opportunity for frictionless, borderless payments. And that applies from the very smallest businesses all the way to the very largest.
So what kind of consumer adoption are you getting? I understand merchants might find this interesting, maybe even doing it a little bit for the PR value of being, you know, hip and interesting and cool and adopting something that everyone is very excited about. But give me a sense of the consumer side of your platform. What do those people look like sort of holistically or demographically?
Yeah, sure. So for the consumer side of our platform, we offer what we call a consumer wallet. It's a place for everyday users to safely store and manage their Bitcoins. And we've seen that grow roughly 30% month over month for the last year. So we're just over a million user wallets now. We're continuing to add anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 new wallets per day. Those average users are spread all across the U.S. Really, anyone inside the world can create a wallet with us, but to enable the purchasing of Bitcoin, they have to have a U.S. bank account. So the majority of them are still here in the U.S., but that average average user tends to be relatively younger, tends to skew more technologically adept, and tends to be male at this time, although we've seen our number of female Coinbase users basically double in just the last few months.
So I guess one of the things that you're focused on, trying to sign up more merchants so that people can use their wallets in different places, right?
That's true, yes.
So how much competition do you face in the space now?
Well, you know, we believe competition is a good thing. At the end of the day, our goal is to help enable an easy on-ramp and off-ramp to the Bitcoin world, and that's done through both the consumer side as well as the merchant side. Right now, we have a little bit over 26,000 merchants that use our payment tools. Again, that's all the way from the smallest mom-and-pop shops up to large organizations like Overstock, as well as Big Fish, which is roughly a $300 million a year online gaming company. We're seeing great traction in merchant space, and a lot of it is because merchants see this tremendous store of value in Bitcoin. At today's Bitcoin price, it's roughly $8 billion. And when a merchant adds the ability for their customers to pay in Bitcoin, they're kind of tapping into a new pool of wealth. And companies like Overstock.com have seen over $1 million of Bitcoin payments within the first 2 months. And that's great for both their top line as well as their bottom line.
So how do you guys make money?
That's a great question. So we charge 1% for currency conversion. So in essence, on our consumer side, when a new user creates a wallet with us and links their bank account, they can then choose to transfer dollars into Bitcoin and transfer those Bitcoin back into dollars. And we charge a 1% flat fee for that service. We do the same on the merchant side as well. When a merchant receives Bitcoin, should that merchant decide to convert it into U.S. dollars, which the vast majority do, we charge a 1% fee for that service.
That's very interesting that your business model charges the consumer side. That's very different than the way the current payment model is set up. It's obviously, as you know, the merchant subsidizes the payment system by and large.
That's true. And we think consumers are happy with that fee because we provide such an easy on-ramp to the Bitcoin world, right? We saw last year alone in 2013, roughly 6,000% appreciation of the Bitcoin relative to the U.S. dollar. And a lot of consumers, for lack of a better term, wanted to speculate on the future value of Bitcoin. And a 1% service fee to safely and quickly purchase Bitcoins and store those Bitcoins with us at Coinbase seemed like a very positive value for the consumer.
Well, Adam, it's been fascinating to get a snapshot of Coinbase as it stands today. We really look forward to tracking the progress as the Bitcoin movement expands and grows and evolves. And I appreciate you taking a few minutes and sharing what you're doing with us today.
More than happy to. Thank you, Karen.